Government officials say they will investigate just how three leaders of the anti-government protests managed to escape when police tried to surround their hotel Friday. One of the leaders climbed down three floors using a rope and was rushed away by supporters thronging the building. Protest supporter Suniyam Puitong, who was outside the hotel, says he heard explosions or gunfire inside the building.
Government have the order, would like to cast our reader, that is the government say we are, our reader be the terrorists. Then they try to cast, cast our reader, stop our arguing for democracy.
Officials earlier Friday said the government is preparing to arrest people linked to clashes with security forces last Saturday that left 24 soldiers and protesters dead. The government says armed men infiltrated protester ranks and fired on troops trying to disperse a rally. The anti-government movement, led by the United Democratic Front Against Dictatorship, or UDD, demands that the government call fresh elections. UDD supporters have held protests in Bangkok for more than a month. Most UDD supporters back former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in a coup in 2006 and remains overseas to avoid a jail sentence for corruption. Mr. Thaksin has strong support among the rural and urban poor, as well as among some sections of the army and police. But the anti-government rallies have led to a growing movement to support Prime Minister Apisit Wechachiwa. On Friday, several thousand pro-government supporters rallied outside an army base when Mr. Apisit has had to work for security reasons. Siriwan Torpradit says she wants to see a return of national unity.
I want to stop and I want to everybody to, I think everybody love our Thailand and our kings. And I want to stop for Thailand, for our king. I think everybody don't want kill. Don't want kill people, Thai people don't kill Thai people. I want to stop. Everybody stop. And I have to Thailand is land of Smile soon.
Sonai Pasuk, the representative for Human Rights Watch in Thailand, says fears remain that there will be more clashes.
The government is now confronting a very difficult situation. On the side of protesters, they are so determined to defy the government at all costs, but the police is not doing their job as they are supposed to, and that has left the government with no option but to rely on the military, and that is a very dangerous situation.
Thailand is facing its most severe political crisis in almost 20 years. Some parties in the governing coalition want to set a clear time frame for elections to ease tensions, but the government says it will only call elections once the political situation has cooled. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.